This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Tana Rabbanon, Leidom Yim Keodem Kol Mashi Yeshlo V'Yisa Bas Talmid Chochem. Now, Lo Motsa, suppose you couldn't find Bas Talmid Chochem. Yisa, you should marry Bas Gidei Le'ado, a daughter of Tzadikim, Rashi says. Even though they're not Talmid Chochem, but Tzadikim, that's also something. So he says Talmid Chochem comes first, before Tzadikim. If you can't get Talmid Chochem, then he marries the daughter of Tzadikim. Lo Motsa Bas Gdeleya, they didn't find that either. Yisa Bas Rosh Eknesiyot. That doesn't mean presidents of synagogues, no. It means, in those days, the man who was the gabbai of the Kvesa Knesset was considered a righteous man. He was a man, a trustworthy man of good character. So he may not be a famous tzaddik, but a man of good character. And the Schus HaRabim of Rosh Eknesiyot. Lo Motsa, they didn't find Bas Rosh Eknesiyot. Yisa Bas Gaboy Tzadok, also something. At least a Gaboy Tzadok, a man that distributes not his own money. He collects and distributes Tzadok money. Lo Motsa Bas Gaboy Tzadok, Yisa Bas Melam de Tinek. At least those that teach children, those that teach children have a schus also. But below Yisa Bas Amoretz, Menei Shehen Shekets, because an Amoretz is called an abomination. Menei Shehen Shekets, and the daughters are called Shekets. About the daughters of Namoraz, it says, Orur Shechem im Kol Beimak. A curse to he who lies with an animal. Say that. Tanya Rebbe Yehmer, Amoraz also lechol, was Amoraz also to eat meat. It means, let an Amoraz go and eat bread and potatoes, spinach, other things, but meat is only if he learns Torah. Shenema, Zos Torahs habheimer ve'of, it's a drash. So we see, to have a connection with Behemoth and Off, you have to be with Torah. Call the Oisig, but if you study Torah, Muta Lechol Bos Behemoth, you're privileged, because you need that extra energy. Amores, he needs energy only to work hard. If you're working hard, bread and potatoes are good enough. Call Shein Oisig, but if doesn't engage in Torah, also Lechol Bos Behemoth, because that's a luxury. Luxury is only the Talmid Chacham. Say that. Talmud Chacham does not mean rabbi.
Sure.
Talmud Chacham does not mean rabbi. The person who learns Torah. Talmud Chacham. Omar Rabbi was Amhoretz Mutar LeNechlit. It's Mutar to kill an Amhoretz. How to kill him? By tearing him apart, not merely by Shechita. Mutar to kill him B'Makipurim Shechaliyaz B'Shabbos. Even Yom Kippur and Shabbos. We'll soon see more about that. Omar Talmud Rebbe. Emma, why don't you say Leshechta Shechten? Shechting is more respectable. He said, no, Zu Toran Bracha. Shechten is a Bracha. Zeshen Toran Bracha. But to Nefira, just to kill him anyway, that doesn't need any Bracha. And we say this is not said seriously, because if a man shechts a man, you'll make a Bracha on shechting a man. Make a Bracha on shechting a cow, not on a man. So the Mephalshim explained two different ways, the two Shechtas of this Gemara. One Shechta is that it means, an Amoretz who's chasing after a girl, who is a married girl, a Nara Marosa. Even though it's Yom Kippur, the din is it's mutter to kill it. The Torah said, man is chasing after a girl to force her, she's Eishes Yis already. So it's a mutter to kill the rape. That's the din. That's what it means. Amoretz like that, who's chasing after her to rape her, and she's a married woman, so it's mutter to kill him, even though it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos, it's mutter to kill. That's a Samlan Shabbos. I don't have to stop any to be fastidious in the manner of killing him, killing any way as you can. That's a din. A reidiv, after Nara Marosa, or Eishes Ish, or see, even after a zachar, runs after a male. A gay running after a male, it's mutter to kill him on Shabbos and Yom Kippur together, to stop him. Now, that's one way of learning. Some learn pshat, the whole thing is just like a frum joke, to show how much we despise an Amoretz. An Amoretz is a dangerous creature. Now the Mephoshim explain that all kinds of Amei Ha'aretz, now some Amoretz is a kosher Jew, only he's not a London. Like it says, Korah v'shon, if you learn Mikra and learn Mishnah, v'lo shimish talmidach, if you didn't learn Gemara, that's an Amoretz. That Amoret they're not talking about here. Men are learning Mikra Mishnah. They're talking about an Amoret who is a very low creature. That's a different kind of Amoret. And that kind of fellow is a dangerous person because he hates the Chachamim, like we'll soon see. That were enemies of the Chachamim. There was a class Amoret that hated the Chachamim and tried to do harm to them. And therefore, we could wish anything on them. You can't do anything. We have no right to kill anybody. We have no right even to hit him. You have to have a bezdin to punish him for a certain thing. Aid him and I saw it. So the whole thing is only a form of a joke to express how much this low character is despised by us. If he's not in Mikra, not in Mishnah, not in anything at all. Now, by time. Omar, Rabbi Allah's Amoretz. Also, Lislavas Imavadat, also to accompany him on the road. To go alone on the road with him is also to go. Shenema, ki hayecha, the Torah is your life. Now, if the Torah is your life, and this Amoretz neglected this opportunity to save his life, he could have learned Torah, but he neglected it. So we say, al chayev alochos, he didn't care for his own life. Chas means he didn't care for his life. We see as a man who's so reckless, he lives a life without Torah. So it means he's like a suicide. Doesn't care for his life. He surely won't care for somebody else's life. You know, Kriya Kal Vachema? He doesn't care for his life. Wasn't interested in studying Torah, then he surely won't care for your life. In case he sees you carrying, let's say, a wallet full of money, he might kill you to take the money away from you. Since he doesn't care for his own life, he's not learning Torah, he surely doesn't care for your life. That's a Kriya Kal Vachema. Say that you might decide. It's the same as before. You can tear him like you tear a fish. From his back. It means a fish, if you tear him anyplace else, it might continue to struggle and live for a while. You tear the fish down his back along his spine, he dies immediately. So it means you can tear him and destroy him immediately. And of course, we explained that in the two ways that we said before. When I was in Amoretz, I used to say, "May li Talmid Chacham." If I could get a hold of Talmid Chacham, I'd bite him like a donkey bites a person. That's how he hated Talmid Chacham. Omer Talmid said, "Rebbe, America, you say you bite him like a dog?" Omer said, "No, Zen, when a donkey bites, he breaks the bones too." But a dog is a milder bite than Neshach, Meneh, Sheveth, Nazi, Black Bones. So there he said, like, you have to understand what he's saying. Rabbi Akiva was like all the other Amoretz. The reason he had a Talmid HaChacham in those days doesn't apply today anymore. Today, an Amoretz does not hate a Talmid HaChacham that much. Doesn't love him, but doesn't hate him that much. But in those days, everybody knew that the glory of a man was to know Torah. And the Jewish people, that was known. Torah was everything. And therefore, Amoretz was so jealous of a Talmid Chacham that he hated him because he was jealous. That's the great thing with Amoretz in those days. He hated him because he was jealous of a Torah. Because Rabbi Akiva was so jealous, that's why he became a Talmid Chacham. Today, the Amoretz doesn't mind if you're a big Talmid Chacham. Doesn't mind that. Because he's not jealous of learning. But in those days, everybody knew that learning was everything. And the Gemara will say later, in those days, it was usher to study Torah and the presence of an Amoretz. It'll hurt him so much. It's like he took away his wife from him, because the Torah was his wife. And he wanted to have the Torah for himself, the Gemara says. And he sees you studying Torah like you took away his wife from him. So we see that everybody was jealous of those who learned Torah. That's why. The Gemara said that the wives of the Amoretz hate the Talmid Chacham more than their husbands. Why that? The wife thinks I could have married Talmid Chacham. And therefore the wives are more jealous than the husbands. But what do you need to marry to be a wife of Talmid Chacham? All you need is to be because they're interested. You don't have to learn the yeshiva to be a wife of Talmid Chacham. And such an easy opportunity. You could have been a wife of Talmid Chacham. That hurts her more. So the Amoretz hates the Talmid Chacham because he's jealous. But the wives of the Amoretz are even more jealous. I have to stop here. Now, Bayside, 2 weeks from tonight, not 1 week, 2 weeks from tonight, a quarter to eight, we're beginning the third parak of Ksuba. Say that little piece of something. Me and Ramayah downstairs. call her Ma'asi Bitul Amoretz. If he marries off his daughter to an Amoretz, Kilu Koif, so as if he tied her up, or Menichol, if he put her down in front of a lion. I tell the Moshel, Ma'ari, just like a lion, Deresreichol, he tramples and he eats a live creature, his victims he eats alive, they know basis, but he had no shame. He eats it alive while they're still struggling. Afamor, it's Makir Bale. He beats up his wife and he comes upon her right away without even asking the chila. There ain't no basis, but he had no shame. So therefore, it's like a lion and it's a cruelty to marry off his daughter to Amor. See that little piece. Tanya Belezoimel. Ilmolai on the Tzrichelem. If not, that we are needed by them, the Masulamat, because they do business with us, they sell us their produce, their merchandise, or you hear us, they would kill us. Means they wouldn't have any pity on us. In case they get angry, they'd kill. Only because they need us, therefore they restrain themselves. Tono with the Baisabakhiya. Now here we're learning something about the greatness of the ancient Amhorets. The next piece explains the greatness of the old Amhorets. It's better than the good people of today. If you study Torah in the presence of Amhorets, so you're anguishing him, you're hurting him, as if you came upon his bride in his presence. Why? Because the Torah is considered the bride of every Jew. And even the Amoretz feels it's his privilege, it's his Torah. And you see, you're studying Torah while he's not, it hurts him no end. Shenema, Torah tziva lono Moshe, Morosha. Moshe commanded us the Torah as inheritance. Now the plain meaning is good enough. It's inheritance, kehilas Yaakov, the whole congregation of Yaakov. The Torah belongs to every Jew. But the one makes a play of words, Altika, don't read Merosha, an inheritance, El Meroz is a bride. A bride. So like his bride. So the Amores is so jealous when he sees somebody learning Torah that he is anguished as if he took away his bride from him. That's why the Amores was very angry at the Talmid HaChachamim. But today, people are not angry to see you studying Torah. They have the slightest interest. They don't care. They're not anguished. So you see, the old Amores is better than today's fine, ordinary frum Jews. They're not anguished when you see you're learning and they're not learning. They're not anguished. But in the olden days, everybody felt the Torah was his. And you're studying the Torah and he's not able to study the Torah. And therefore he was very angry. That's why they hated the Chachamim. Now he explains, G'doylo sino sh'seinim Amores l'talmid Chachamim. Greater is the hatred that the Amoretz has for a Talmid Chacham, Yisrael is Sina she'sedim evdi gehov mes Yisrael. Greater than the Sina that Goyim have a hatred for Jews. For the Goy doesn't envy the Jews the Torah. Goy don't care about the Torah of the Jews. But the Amoretz does care about the Torah. And when he knows other people have Torah, he doesn't, so he's full of hatred. Ono she'sedim, and their wives, Yisrael man even more than it. For the wife thinks, I could have married a Talmid Chacham, I could become a Rebbe right away by marrying a Talmid Chacham. Why didn't have to go to yeshiva? So why did I marry his Amoretz? And therefore she's more anguished than her husband is. She's more jealous than her husband is. Say that inside. So now we know the secret why Rabbi Akiva said above, if I would get a Talmid Chacham, I would bite him like a chameya. Rabbi Akiva said that. And that's why he became Rabbi Akiva. Because he was such an Amoretz that was jealous, that's why he became a Rabbi Akiva. But an Amoretz today wouldn't become a Rabbi Akiva. That's the greatness of the old Amoretz. Everybody knew that Torah was the greatness of a man. And therefore, they were very jealous. It burned in them. And that's why some of them made it. Rabbi Akiva made it. Just because he was an Amoretz who was very jealous, he made it. If a man learned Torah, or Pirish, and he separated, he went away from the Torah, Yerushalmi Kotel is worse than all of them, because he knows how the Chachamim look down on those who don't learn. But he learned. And now that he is now among the non-learners, so he has more hostility than even Amoraz has. Amoraz doesn't know how much the Chachamim look down on him. But he has a hostility to the Chachamim because of his jealousy. Whether Shon or Pirish, when they learned, he already learned how the Chachamim, how the Torah looks down on Amoraz. What a great foolishness it is for a man to waste his life and not to learn when he has the opportunity to learn. So therefore, when he stopped learning, the Shon or Pirish, and he forsook the Chachamim, so he has a bigger hatred for Chachamim than Amoraz has. Say that. That's an expression. That's an expression used today. You say, here's a Shonar Pirish. Means he was once a good man and he left it, forsook it. Shonar Pirish. Torah Rabbonon, Shisha Dvorim Nemu B'Amoretz. 16 were said about Amoretz. A Mason Lohan Aidish. You don't give over any testimonies to them. You don't call them in to be witnesses. Let's say by a chuppah, you don't call them in to be witnesses. Or by any kind of a kinyan or a sale. They're not called in to be witnesses. But a mekabli min aidish. I mean, don't take any testimony from him. Let's say he saw something, we don't allow him to testify. But we're afraid he's not trustworthy. You have to have reputable people to testify. You have to have good people to testify. We're afraid he wouldn't testify right. They may golly and land sub. You don't tell him any secrets, because he wouldn't keep a secret. You cannot make him a guardian for your Yosemim, because he's not honest in money matters. You cannot make him a man in charge of a charity fund, but he might take some of the money and put it in his pocket. You don't go with him alone on the road. You can't tell what will happen. In case he gets angry, he might take a swipe at you with his sword. We don't announce if he lost something. Now, Amoraz lost something, we don't announce it. There's no mitzvah to return it to him. But it said, Aveda Sochicha, what your brother lost. But the Yesh, the Tanakama didn't include that, only Yesh Emor said that. But the Tanakama didn't say that. He holds you do announce his lost article. He says, you have to announce it. Why? Zinan, sometimes, the Nofik Menei, Zara Mali, they'll come forth from him good children. The Ochala, and a good child will eat it. So therefore, the property that he lost, you should restore to him so that his good son might inherit it. He might have a good son. Shenema Yochin the Tzadik Yilvish. He prepares and the Tzadik wears. He prepares and the Tzadik wears. So many times, wicked people make money and they die, and their good children inherit it and use it for good purpose. That's the machlekes. So the Yesh Emor say, you don't announce his Aveda. So they can't hold you, do. Hold on and learn the taste with Yesh Emor for a minute. Taste with Yesh Emor. Don't lose a place in the Gemara. Yesh Emorim, a machlekesin, al Avedas. The Mitema Fake taste with me, I and your Dea Shehoya Shalamos. How do I know that the losers are Amoraz? Emeli, Kigon Sheyor, Shel Amoraz Averaz. A company of Amoraz were passing by. Well, Enosh should know from it. We saw that it fell from one of them. Only we don't know from whom. So therefore, in a case like that, the Yesh Emrim say, you don't announce. Say that inside. Right on the Gemara. Bechein mi sheyotso. He went out of Yerushalayim and he reminded himself that he has some chometz back home, or went out of his house. He reminded himself he has chometz back home. Does he have to go back and be mevayach chometz? If that'll cause him to lose the mitzvah that he set out to do, set out to make a milah, or his milah, some other mitzvah. So We say, if it's a peace, if he won't lose the mitzvah, he has to go back. But if it's a peace less than a kezias, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and less than a kebesa, according to Hamea, then have to go back. Even if he won't lose the mitzvah, if it's such a small piece, then have to go back. He's about to believe it. If it's a bigger piece, and he's able to come back and still do a mitzvah, he should come back. If not, he's about to believe it. For I mean to say that a mere sabakeh base with the chashav. A mere, the size of an egg is chashav. And Rabbi Yehuda saw Kezayis Nami Chosh, even the size of Aleph, is also Chosh. Or, I mean, he has to kasha. Well, let Ad Kamo Hemezamen, on how much bread, if they ate, do you make a mezuman? Now, it really means, for how much bread they have to say Birkas Hamosen. Of course, when three people eat together, you say with a zimun. But it really means, how much bread they have to eat, a minimum, to be chayv in Birkas Hamosen. So, Ad Kezayis, that's Rameach who said it, up to the Kezayis. So you see, Rameach holds that Kezayis is an important amount. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rameach, Ad Kebetz. You're not chayv to say Birkas Hamosen, unless it was the size of a Kebetz of it. And there's just the opposite, what is saying in our Mishnah? Say that Kashi. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Mukhlefes, Hashita, their principles, attitudes, shittas were changed. It means it's a mistake in one of these two places. One of these two places is a mistake. Somebody inverted the order. In both places, one says Kezias, and both places one says Kebetz. That's one tell us. In reality, you should not invert. We can say each one is speaking correctly. There, Ramea says Kezias, and here he says Kebetz. Hosom there be koi pliki. It's a machlekes in psukim. We'll soon see what it means. By Birkas Hamosen. Hoka here, by to go back, if he went out to do a mitzvah, and he left over chametz in his house, or left over some noiso, some kochim that he has to, or he took along some kochim outside of Yerushalayim that he should have burned in Yerushalayim. The svara pliki, the machlekes in the svara. Now he explains what's the machlekes in the psukim, and what's the machlekes in the svara. Awesome, by Birkas Hamosen be koy pliki the machlekes in psukim. Rabbi Meir saw Rabbi Yochalto. You eat, and you satiate it, and you say Birkas Hamosen. Yochalto zu achila. Oberachto v'savoto zu shtia. He holds you have to eat and drink. Oberachto, and then you have Birkas Hamosen. What is called achila? In Kol HaTorah Kulo, when you're talking about shiurim, chiyuvim of mitzvah, or shiyuvim to be chayav for avera, achila is b'kezayis. So since Rachalto, Amea Darshans, that's all you need, Rachalto, so they were Kedayas. Only Savata only goes to say, you should drink too, because when you drink, and on top of eating, it satiates you. Rabbi Yehuda saw Rabbi Rachalto, the Savata, you have to eat to be satiated. Achila sheesh basviya. Ezezu was called Achila, you satiate, Kebesa, Kedayas is not enough. So that's the Machlekes. There. So that's why there, Rameel says Kezayas, by Birkas Hamosen, and Yehuda says Kebetz. But Hocha here, by coming back in order to burn the chametz, or to burn the kochim that he took out of Yerushalayim, the svara pligas. Machlekes is just in svara. The Rameel sova chazaros, you have to go back, kitumosit, like the shear of tume of that object. Ma tumosit, just like the tume of oichlin. When it comes to Tumas Oichlin, to Moshe B'Kebetze, it has to be a size of Kebetze or Tumas Oichlin. Av Chazaros, you're going back for Chometz, which is an Oichel, which is, of course, a Apostle Oichel, but it's an Oichel. And also kochim that you took out, bosar kochim, so echol. And it's possible you take it back and burn it in Yerushalayim. So chazorosai kitumos, like kibetzah, like a size of tumas echol. He's looking for it's not a matter of eating here. It's a matter of shivis, of getting rid of it. Just like something is tame, you have to get rid of it. What's called tame by echol and kibetzah. Also you have to get rid of the chametz. You have to be chayev to go back or get rid of the kosher. They went out of the Yerushalayim, you have to chayev to go back to burn it. Also kibetzah, just like tumah. And Rabbi Yehuda saw a chazor also ki isure. The chayev to go back is like the chayev, like the isur of eating it. Ma isure. Because that isur of eating chametz is bekedayas. Isur of eating kodshim psulim is bekedayas. Therefore, Av Chazor also because I say that. The bottom Tesis. Now, Tesis explains that the whole business actually is not so. Not a Kezias or a Kebetzer is Chayav and Birkas HaMozim in HaTorah. And the Machlek is only, what's the Takonis Chachomim? And the Psukim, the Nidach, only Asmachte Be'alna. Because according to the Torah, everybody holds you have to eat enough bread to be satiated. And the Chachamim said, even if you're not satiated, either Kezias, according to Hamer, or Kebesa, come you, they have to eat Birkas HaMozim. I'll learn the bottom Tesis. Rahal Tezu Achilo. Nira Tesis. It seems to me, the Hanish Yuri, these measures, Kezias, Kebesa, the Lohavi El Asmach, only Asmach. Asmach means, it's only a remez from the Pasuk, but it's not what the Pasuk really means. But according to the plain meaning of the Torah, you're not chayav to say Birkas HaMozim, either for a Kezias or a Beis. The Chayim Perash HaKudras, Rashi says it too, Beperek Misha Mesha. Gabiho de Oma, what says that? Ben Nevorech Le'ovi, a child can say Birkas HaMozim and may see his father. A child and his father are both eating. And the son can be made to his father. Father can listen and be yes with the son's Birkas HaMozim. The Gemara says, how could it be? A child is only chayav midarabonan. The father is chayav midaraisa. Omuki, the Gemara explains, the father ate only a shiur d'rabonan. Father only ate a kezias or a kebetzer. Father didn't eat his fill. Also, he's not chayav minatera. That's why that child is only chayav midarabonan, can be made to his father. That's all the father ate. Therefore, the son, this midarabona, a cotton, can be made to the father. The midaraisa, meaning we need sviya gemura, real satiation. He should be really satiated, filled with bread. So it's demonstrated that that's the pshat. The Kamei Gemara says, lo erso ponim li yisrael Hashem said, when the malachim complained, what do you say? No, you say, yisrael Hashem ponim, Allah Hashem will raise your face. It means he'll honor Dam Yisrael. It says on Hashem, lo Yisrael ponim, he doesn't show any partiality to anybody. And Yisrael ponim seems to mean partiality. Yisrael Hashem ponim alecha. So malachim say, how will you Hashem be partial to Yisrael? You claim that you're not partial to anybody, Hashem, lo Yisrael ponim. So Hashem said, yes. Because they're partial to me, I'm partial to them. Why are they partial to me? I told them that they should bench Birkas HaMozim. When they eat their fill, and they are machmir to say Birkas HaMozim without eating their fill, for Kezias or Kebetzer. So since they're partial to me, I'm partial to them. It means if you do more than you're required to serve Hashem, Hashem will give you more than you deserve. He said, Lo Esa Ponim Yisrael, shouldn't I be partial to Yisrael? You have to say Birkas HaMozim only when you're satiated. But hey, may doctor come and ask, they are careful with themselves because I took a basis. We see that because I took a basis. It's not an obligation. It's only what the Am Yisrael took upon themselves voluntarily. So Tesis explained that the Machlek is not a Gemara here. It's only in the Asmach and the Rabbana. But Minatea, everybody agrees, not Chayav and Birkas HaMozim, unless it's Kedei Sviya. First, up to here. The kasha, taste as a kasha. The perek shleisha she'ochlu. Oh my, I'm going to tell this story. Yanai Malki Malkus, Yanai Amelach and his queen, Korche Rifte Badali, we're eating a meal together. Oma, so Yana said, man, Yoiv Lon Gav, who give us a man, they may want to bench for us. Those days, they no sidurim. And they always had somebody come in and say, Birkas HaMosen. That's how the king's custom was. He wasn't a very frum king, but the custom was always, when man came in and said, Birkas HaMosen. So they never knew it by memory. Always when somebody came and said it with mercy, then Birkas HaMosen. They never benched by themselves. By the way, she could bench by herself. She was the sister of Shimon ben Shotach. She could bench, but he couldn't. And he would let her bench for him when it suited his dignity. They always used to call in a man, somebody in the court, in the king's house, who used to say, Birkas HaMosen for them. So you say, who will say Birkas HaMosen? I saw they brought in Shimon ben Shotach. He was the brother-in-law of the king. And he drank, Shoshi drank a cup of wine. He didn't eat. Oborekli was made to him with Birkas HaMosen. He didn't eat, he drank wine. Coming once said, Rav Shimon Shah, who did that, legami, only for himself would have he did that. The letter, because for everybody else, and Metzi Achei, you cannot bench for anybody else, Asher Yechol Kezayas, at least either Kezayas or grain. So he says, the thing is, we don't hold like Rav Shimon Shah. We hold, if you want to be Metzi, somebody, Birkas HaMosen, you also have to eat at least a Kezayas of grain, of bread, or barley bread, oat bread, a Kezayas you have to eat. Kezayas makes you have to, if you say Birkas HaMosen, you may say somebody else. But he held, we'll soon see why he held with it. He was also not wrong. We'll soon see why he said, he held that drinking wine is enough. If you drink wine, you can say Birkas HaMosen to other people too. But we don't paskin. Later, in reality, it's not like him. In order to be made to see others Birkas HaMosen, you must eat the Kezayas. Mashmet, it seems, Mashmet, the im ochel Kezayas dog, if you eat the Kezayas dog, or you're made to him, you could be made to other people. If Kezayas is the Rabbonon, how can you made to other people? If his potter may not tell you, it's high only be the Rabbonon, you only eat the Kezayas, how could be made to people who ate a full Yana, ate a good meal? He didn't eat a Kezayas. Yana and his queen ate a full meal. So how could he be made to them? If he only ate a Kezayas? Omar Gemara says, the Lo Osi, the Rabbonon, Marpik, the Reis, somebody only hired the Rabbonon. Like a child, can it be amazing somebody who's chayav midaraisa? So Shimon Shotah was not chayav midaraisa. So if a person ate a Kezayas dogon, he's not chayav midaraisa, only the Rabbanan. How can he raise other people with their Birkas HaMosen? You might say Shimon Shotah did according to himself. But we would say, no, you have to eat a Kezayas dogon to be amazing other people. The question is, why should a Kezayas dogon help? It's only chayav midaraisa. If it's only chayav midaraisa, how can he raise the people who ate a full meal, and they are chayav midaraisa? Say the kasha inside. Umeri, the Haina. That means that when does the Gemara say that the Rabbon is not made to the raisa only, davke kotn ena made to raisa. A kotn ena made to raisa sh'ochol shia the raisa. A kotn can be made to a godl ena shia the raisa, because a kotn is only chayav midaraisa, no matter how much he eats. And the godl ate his fill is chayav midaraisa. So one is only chayav. His whole chiv is only the Rabbonan. Can it be made somebody who is chayav midaraisa? Avol godl, afilo lo ochel klal. A godl, even though he ate nothing, yochel eitzi acher midaraisa. According to the strict din of the Torah, a godl ate nothing at all can be made to others. Because a godl is chayav, not chayav right now, but he has a chiv on him. Once he had a chiv on him, Birkas HaMosen, which is Bar Mitzvah, a godl, so call Yisrael Arevim Zeleze, all Yisrael are guarantors for each other, after they take care of each other. So a godl, according to the Torah, even though he ate nothing at all, can be made to other people in Birkas HaMosen. Now, on the Chachom Eletakone, you have to have something. You have to take something in order to be made to other people. And the Shimon Shotah held, wine is enough. We don't paskin like it. We hold you have to have a Kezayas. Or a Kebetza according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then, since you fulfilled the requirement of the Rabbanan, you can be made to somebody else. So once let's talk about this. Said. When somebody is only with the Rabbanan because it's a cotton is always the Rabbanan. So a cotton is not made to anybody who is chayav midaraisa, like a godel ate his fill. Cotton can raise a girdle, or didn't eat his fill, because he said, to the abonnets. But a girdle ate his fill, a cotton can't be made to him. But a girdle, according to the Torah, can be made to even a man who ate his fill. Because a girdle is chayav midaraisa in a mitzvah, even though now he didn't eat it all, but he's chayav to help other people perform their mitzvah, so he can be made to them. Only a chomer came in and said, no. In order to be made to somebody else, midarabonah be required to eat a kezayas or a kibbetzah. Shemeshota held drinking wine was enough. We don't pass like him. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.